Ethnic tension in the remote Jonglei state of South Sudan is not new. In the latest escalation of violence, 6,000 armed youth from the Luanua community targeted people from the Murley tribe living in Pibor town. Lise Grand is the Deputy Special Representative of the UN Secretary General and Humanitarian Coordinator in South Sudan. She visited Pibor town on Tuesday morning. Speaking in Juba, the capital of South Sudan, on her return, she said most civilians had already left before the armed youth arrived.
Now, as the column was advancing into Pibor, again, people were voting with their feet. They were trying to get themselves out of harm's way. And so by the time the column actually reached Pibor, the overwhelming bulk of the population had fled.
The South Sudanese army and the UN peacekeeping force, UNMISS, were heavily outnumbered by the 6,000-strong group of men. However, all but a small part of the southern area of the town was held. Around 10 huts and a medical clinic were burned down by the armed men. Lise Grand says they've now left following a decisive incident on Monday.
In the morning, some of the Launuer youth tried to breach the town, come across the river and enter the town. The army, the government's army, shot at them. Fire was exchanged. In support of the government, the United Nations mission moved forward its armored personnel carriers right behind the SPLA's perimeter. It was just a few hours after that that the Launuer began to make preparations for their departure. And this morning, as I said, they left.
The effects of the 2 to 3 day surrounding of Pibor has been dramatic. Lise Grand again.
The situation on the ground now, in humanitarian terms, is grim. Because people fled town, they didn't take anything with them. They've been in the bush, many of them for up to a week. They haven't had food. They haven't had access to clean water. In a number of cases, some of their people are wounded. They haven't had shelter. They were all day on the ground. And people, as the day progressed, you could see hundreds of people coming back into town. And there's no question they're in trouble.
UN agencies are now trying to reach the most vulnerable people to prevent the already grim humanitarian situation from getting worse. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.